Welcome to the Dan About Thailand podcast. Wherever you're listening, I hope you enjoy this one because I'm going to focus on Pattaya, a town that's very close to my heart. The seaside resort, just an hour and a half drive down from Bangkok. And to many, it's got a seedy side. To others, it's a place where you go to enjoy yourself. I speak to a lot of Bangkok colleagues that I work with, and they say that Bangkok is the place you go to earn your money and Pattaya is where you go to spend it. Today, however, I want to talk about some of the changes that have been happening in this region and question whether it's good or bad and who are the casualties here. And I want to start off with a hypothesis to suggest that Pattaya is in a self-perpetuating spiral. But the question is that up or is it down? For the Western expat and tourist, here's my hypothesis. I think they're in real trouble. Now, the town has been reinventing itself since I can remember, but the repositioning has only really been happening in the last decade. Before, it really was for the old retired gent to go and enjoy himself gracefully, sitting in beer bars and driving around on Harley Davidsons. But that's not the case today. Now it's all about the Chinese, the Indians and the Russians. And everywhere I look, I can see businesses realigning, closing, opening to make sure that they're in line with this huge tourist group. The mass tourist sprawl is seeing dolphin worlds, Terminal 21, latex factories, yes, that's a tourist location, tiger parks, water parks, hotels being demolished and rebuilt, ready for this new demand. I'm talking about Amari. New ones being built everywhere I look. And condos continue to go up everywhere in town. It's like there's a mad race against time to make this development happen quickly. But I wonder whether it's a line that's a fine line between development and destruction in an odd way. And yes, I did say that, because I think it depends upon who you're asking. Now, the future is not going to be a place where we see the aging retiree on their Harley Davidsons driving through town, making a loud noise with their young Thai girlfriend on the back. You know, I really remember 10 years ago, that was common to see. And in fact, talking to many Thais, it was one of the things they didn't like to see. Well, they're not going to anymore. Pattaya will remain a wonderful destination. It's a tourist location and it will continue to cater for mass tourism. That is what Pattaya is all about. It's near to the airport. It's easy to get to for the nearby Chinese and Indians, and their middle class numbers are continuing to increase and they've got money in their pocket. And of course you've got the Russians, who are fairly limited in where they can travel to, and at, well, an average of 6 hours flight, it's really one of their top vacations in the world. But it does mean there's going to be some casualties here. There's legacy business that's still aligned to expats, and there's still too many of them for the numbers of expats that are here now. They just have to continue to be squeezed out of the market. Who can remember what Soi 7 and 8 used to be like? It was wonderful. It was mad. It was busy and thriving. That's not the case today. And Walking Street, well, it's nothing like what it used to be in terms of the people that are walking back and forth down that street. It's completely reinvented itself for the tourist of today. Now, I like Pattaya. I lived here for over 10 years. For all its rough edges, it's a lot of fun. It really is a place you can go and let off steam. And there's so many things to do that you can't but enjoy yourself. But I just know the Pattaya I loved is not the future. It has a bright future. There's no question about that. But I don't think it's for the Western expat and retirees. If you like this podcast and you like this kind of content, you can find more on danaboutthailand.com. I've also a Facebook page, Dan About Thailand, and you can listen to me on Stitcher, on podcast, and I'm on Twitter as well. So until next time, enjoy yourself and see you then.